Thank you, Madam Vice President. With regard, I try to limit my comments, as you said, and the President also said, on Section A and B. Before going into Section B and A, I would like to make two general comments. One with regard to the structure of this part of the document. I agree with the distinguished representative of the UK that we should follow the past practice and the pattern that have been agreed in the final documents of the previous review conferences, beginning with intersessional outcome that we had between 2017 and 2020. We also believe that this part of the document needs a separate section on universality, and we propose that those elements that we agreed in the seventh review conference can be easily incorporated in the document. With regard to Section B, review of science and technology relevant to the convention, we have serious concern regarding the unresolved ambiguity and questions regarding the mechanisms to review S&T, asking us to decide, asking the conference to decide to establish a mechanism while there are still ambiguities and unresolved question regarding the operation and the mandate of such mechanism is a premature decision, I believe. What is the mandate of this mechanism? What is going to achieve? What is its approach to the reviewing of science and scientific and technological developments? What is the benefit for the member states? So these issues should be clarified. At the other hand, we have relevant international organizations that they have scientific advisory mechanism regarding the field of biology, and we believe that while this convention does not have such an organization, there is no justification to set up a mechanism or scientific advisory board for the convention. We believe that we need to focus on the priorities that the convention needs to deal and tackle. One is the legally negotiation and conclusion of a legally binding protocol, which includes verification provisions. With regard to the arrangements that have been set out in paragraph 3, we agree with the other colleagues that said it looks like very confusing. And in some point, it again includes closed and non-inclusive arrangement. We cannot agree to any closed or non-inclusive arrangement on this issue. And the financial implication of establishing such a mechanism, which has different groups and different bodies and board, is also another issue that we think that should be clarified before making any decision. it will produce, establishing such a mechanism will produce significant financial implication for member states. And while we have the review of science and technological advancement included in paragraph 24C, section F, there is no justification and need for a duplication and a parallel mechanism. So we believe that that is a sufficient arrangement to allow member states to review scientific and technological advancement within the ISP framework. On section A, international cooperation, we agree with many other delegations, including non-aligned countries, that the time is ripe for a decision to establish a cooperation committee. And the title of the mechanism referred to in paragraph one should be cooperation committee. The mandate of this cooperation committee should be reinforced in order to guarantee that such a mechanism and cooperation committee will operate effectively and to ensure the non-discriminatory and full implementation of Article 10 and the obligations therein. For doing this, I think it would be difficult to arrive at conclusion and agreement with regard to details of such cooperation committee, and this can be done within an ad hoc working group that the conference would establish. And in this regard, our assessment of the proposal made by the U.S. is that it fails to cover the concerns and the positions of the non-aligned movement countries, including mine. With regard to some other proposals that are included in AD, like expansion or establishment of new database systems, or in 1E, adding a new officer in the ISU, I think those decisions should come after we have a clear picture with regard to the financial implications, as well as the status and the mandate of the cooperation committee. I thank you.